Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
How's my arm look, by the way?
Really swole.
Better.
I fell down the flight of stairs a few days
ago. Oh, I was looking at the muscle.
Muscle?
You look pretty strong over there. I'm like,
you ready for this? You ready for this?
Arnold! Arnold!
Look
at that thing.
You see the jelly? Is it blah, blah,
blah, blah. We should call this the gun podcast because we all...
Gun show.
Welcome to the gun show.
None of us got permits for these things. You know what I'm saying? We just walking around with these things.
Flex them.
Oh, let me get this on.
Actually, I have a concealed carry. Get it? Because you can't see it?
That was a good one.
That was actually that was good.
You too, I would be worried about. I am asking for those permits.
Pew, pew. Boom.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with Brandon and Sam.
Walker's Texas Ranger.
All I care about is family.
Vin Diesel.
Yeah, Vin Diesel's here. Oh, special guest.
Yeah, Vin Diesel.
Family.
I am Groot.
Yo soy Groot.
Am I the asshole for calling my stepsister the ugly stepsister because she freaked out over a nickname?
I'm going to say no. No, you are. Because you just gave her two nicknames now. Not only did you give her the nickname that you called her, but now you gave her the nickname of the ugly stepsister, like in Cinderella. That's two nicknames. That's very inconsiderate.
Yeah. My female 29 family jokingly refers to me as Princess or the Princess because I have a reputation for being opinionated and sensitive. This is mostly because of sensory issues, so certain noises or textures grate on me to an extent that I will leave the room or avoid touching things. I'm also just a picky person and I like things how I like them. So my stepdad started referring to me as the Princess, like, don't open the car window, the Princess will get upset. My stepbrothers and mom use it as well. It's a running family joke. Well meant. I've never been offended by it in the 15 years that it's been a thing. My stepsister, Georgia, female 30, hates it. She used to snap whenever anyone said it, but over the years, she just started making the odd passive-aggressive comment about it. Everyone ignores it because Georgia has a habit of thinking everything is about her. And if it's not about her, the reason it's not about her is because we all hate her, which then is still about her. So our family is visiting my parents in the countryside for a couple weeks. Georgia has brought her boyfriend, Jason, along. Ooh. I've met Jason a couple of times before at dinners, and he's a nice guy, and he fits in really well. This morning, me and Mom were making breakfast, and Jason came down to help out. We normally have breakfast in the kitchen, so eventually everybody starts gathering at the table. We always make the tea and coffee last, so it's hot when we eat, and we all had the mugs out, and Jason offered to make the drinks. I told him not to do mine because I liked it a very particular way. And he said, okay, Princess, I'll just watch how you do it so I know how to do it next time. And we laughed. It was a joke. The next thing we know, Georgia shouts that she's sick of everyone calling me the Princess. She then swore at Jason for being just like them, aka my family. Since everyone thinks that I'm so special, what makes that her? And I replied, oh, you know, the ugly stepsister, obviously. No one said anything. But Georgia burst into tears, pushed her plate onto the floor, broke it, and went upstairs, and Jason ran after her. He's since come down to apologize for her. She hasn't come out of her room. My stepbrothers are on my side. The parents say I should have not said anything, and she would have calmed down, and that I just went too far picking at an insecurity. That might have been true, but I'm sick of her making everything about her. The joke doesn't have anything to do with her, and I am, as are my stepbrothers, sick of her acting out to force everyone to behave how she wants them to. Am I the asshole for taking the argument there? And then I'll read the comments afterwards.
That's all you care about.
The comments?
Yeah, that's all you ever care about.
I'm letting you know that I'm going to read something before you guys transition. That's what I was letting you know.
Transitioning right now.
Oh, no!
Just sad.
They're 30?
Yeah, that's what I was stuck on. That she's 30 and she ran up crying.
And stayed in her room?
Yeah.
If you don't get you some business.
She's sensitive.
See, she is sensitive, but I think the parents kind of hit it right on the head. If, like, there's only two sisters and one of them is the princess and she's always kind of had somebody to be compared to, even if it wasn't intentionally, mm-hmm. then she's always going to potentially think that she's not good enough because they're not calling her that. You know, OP said in the beginning, acting as if she's like, yeah, I don't know. I'm like not bothered by it. It doesn't bother me. It's like been 15 years that they've been calling me that. I'm like, it's not a bad thing that they're calling you.
Yeah.
They might just be calling you high strung, but they're calling you a princess. You know, like there's princess is a positive connotation for the most part. So
you ever read The Princess and the Pea? She's annoying.
She's annoying.
Yeah, forget that princess.
Oh, my God. Well, okay. Okay, but if we're comparing the two,
there's the
princess, and then there's the stepsister.
The ogre. She didn't say ogre. That would have been.
Fiona.
Yeah. No, but I get what you're saying. It is generally positive.
Honestly, Fiona was a baddie, but.
No, Fiona was a baddie. Like,
strangely had a crush on her? What?
I was like, I'm glad when you turned into an ogre. Like, I was into it more.
The princess.
But that's me.
Princess was just a little too,
Princess was a baddie, but like Ogre Fiona was a baddie.
Ogre Fiona went crazy.
But yeah, I can get it how it can be created as an insecurity over time if like there's like the perfect pretty sister.
So do you think she's ugly?
I don't think she's ugly. I think she has insecurities and her sister being perfect and being like, yeah, you're the ugly stepsister. That is probably crushing to hear. So no, should a 30-year-old run up the stairs and break her glass plate, but she probably hit her where she was really tender, you know? So sensitive spot.
Yeah, I guess from that standpoint, I guess she is kind of the asshole for saying you shouldn't be calling people ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Especially ugly people. Don't call ugly people ugly in front of your friends and family. Because especially when it's family and friends, you're like, we all know. We love you. That'll change how I love you. You know you're ugly. So I'm not going to point it out that you're ugly in front of your boyfriend. I'm already ugly. Now you got to like make fun of me for it. Am I crazy or am I off base with this?
I never understood, side note, why bullies bully people because they're ugly. Like, bro, like, I'm on the bottom rack right now. Like, you gonna be mad at me because I don't look attractive?
Wait, do people get bullied because they're ugly?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or like not conventionally attractive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or like kind of stand out and they're like, oh, you're ugly, your haircut's bad. And it's like, bro.
Which I'm like, it's almost better to be ugly because I think most people are just average, which is like middle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better to be hot or ugly because you're like unique looking.
To your thing you said earlier,
yeah.
I don't really know what you're talking. I mean, I get it kind of, but I cannot have a conversation with you about it because I don't understand what you're saying. I get what you're saying, but I have no foot in either door. I'm just hearing your opinion. I'm like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Brandon, what you said about the bullying, I feel like they usually go after people that don't have a lot of confidence. And so those end up being people that don't take care of themselves very well.
Mm.
And so they can be seen as ugly compared to.
Well, I don't know about that.
Because if you have low confidence, if you have acne, because usually people that are getting bullied are people that are younger. So they're going through puberty. So they have acne or they haven't hit a growth spurt yet, or they don't eat very well because they don't understand that, or they can't get a good haircut because they don't necessarily have money for it, or they don't know how to take care of themselves because they're not being taught. So they
some
have all this
things.
Bad insecurities about, they don't have confidence in themselves, which makes it easy for people to bully them.
I do agree with the confidence, because I do think confidence can repel a lot of bullies. But I don't think people are ugly because they're not trying.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, what are you saying?
I think some of the things that she said is true. Like, some people are not taking care of themselves, so they look less presentable than other people. But some, like acne, like some people just have acne.
Yeah.
It's not like they didn't, people are trying to get rid of the acne. I'm like, I can't do anything about it. I've done everything and I just got acne. Mm-hmm. That's not them not trying.
Yeah.
That was like a little point.
Yeah. But I feel like confidence is half of what makes you attractive. Yeah, confidence is
very important.
And make, like, you can be a very pretty person, and if you're not, if you're not, if you have no confidence, people are going to be like, I don't know. They're like,
So it's all in the confidence.
It's all in the confidence, and she's not confident. And now this makes me think she's more of an asshole now that I think about it. Because I feel like the sister knows this.
So, top comment. what you said very likely reflects how she feels about herself in this dynamic. You paint her as self-centered, but I'd bet that she has felt subordinate to you her whole life and is trying to claw back at some attention for herself. As princess, you're very particular, needs and wants probably great on people around you to some extent. They have probably spent their lives catering to your picky personality, and under that friendly family joke lies a bit of real resentment. To be blunt, you are the center of attention, and you have become accustomed to it. The way to fix this is to apologize to your sister, try to have dialogue with her about this, and try to be a bit less particular in your own wants when it puts an extra burden on those around you. Your comfort is not more important than those around you.
Mm.
You're the asshole.
Ooh. Dang. Sheesh. Hold on. Yeah, let that one sit for a minute. Mm-hmm. That was methodical. Actually,
yeah, it was very... I like that.
That was a think piece.
That was what a good parent would say to their kid. Unlike the person in this story, they really had a bad mom like this next story. Yeah, people keep following me, but I don't post anything on TikTok. I'm like, why are people following me?
Yeah, same. I think Brandon's the only one out of all of us that posts anything. Yeah, Brandon's anything.
Capitalizing off this.
Not good enough, though. Like, I need 3,000 followers.
You'll get there.
He needs 3,000 followers because he's trying to live stream video games, and he wants to be able to have like a different interface on so YouTube, he can show you his face and he can show you what he's gaming. So he needs 3,000 followers. So if you guys are interested in watching Brandon be scared at horror games or excited at, you know, like shooting games, like he had earlier with those guns. He's got more of those in these video games. So go ahead and check out 2CC Brando
on TikTok.
Yes.
And get him to 3,000 followers, guys. If you're interested in that, catch some of his lives. Brandon, when are you going to be streaming next? What days do you stream?
Tuesday and Thursday late night to early Friday morning.
Okay.
You know what? I'm actually going to subscribe to you now. I'm going to help you get to that 3,000.
You weren't following him before?
Wait, yeah, you're my cousin.
Wait.
No, I'm just playing. I can't even front because Sam be commented on every post.
Yeah, of Sam's course. I'm one of his biggest fans.
Dude. Sam's in the live stream. Am I the asshole?
No, we're good. Oh. That's like my throat.
Okay. He was being choked by that chain.
Hey. I'm a chained man.
I'm mad that you just took that in front of everybody. Now everyone's going to think that was your
everyone,
thing.
It was Maddie's joke, and it was good.
And he made it seem like it wasn't good when I said it.
No, I hyped it, though.
It was good. That's why I stole it.
Ah! Okay, so this next story comes from our subreddit, Cover Level Pod.
Hey!
We are only on the second story.
Am I the asshole for calling my sister a bad mom? I, 21 female, have a sister who is 24 female. Let's call her Mary. She has 5 kids, all under 3 years of age. They are some of the prettiest girls I've ever seen. I love them very much, but recently my sister and I got into a heated argument about her kids coming over in diapers that are so full it's almost on the floor, clothes that are stained up and dirty, and they are never bathed. It's very frustrating because when they come over, she never brings them over with food, drinks, diapers, wipes, and clothes, and she expects me to provide all of that, and that shit is expensive because I have a 3-year-old myself.
Facts.
Well, onto the argument itself. She told me that she was going to work overtime because she's jumping back and forth places right now. And I sympathize with that. But I go on social media and see that she's drunk and at another party. Like, damn, girl, this is your second party of the week. Mm. And you have no home and your kids don't have nothing they need. God. But you're popping out in an expensive two-piece set. So I group message her and the baby daddy and tell them to have someone come pick their kids up before I drop them off at the police station because I'm babysitting for free and because I thought y'all were at work. And then she told me that she was going to get them in the morning, so I called CPS. Am I the asshole?
Yes. Yes. And this is just from, like, me being a kid and having interactions with CPS. Don't bring CPS into it. Unless... I think, like, abuse is happening, which I guess you can say not cleaning them is kind of an abuse. But I think that's an extreme thing to do. I would say once the kid get picked up in the morning, say, I'm not going to be a part of this anymore. You need to figure out your life and figure out your story. And it sucks. But I'm personally, like, I think getting them into the system is, like, really a bad thing to do. And that's just from my idea of what the system is, and I wouldn't want my kids in it. There are some people who have kids and they immediately get that switch. Like, they're irresponsible but they have a kid and they're like, I know I have to start changing my life. And there's some people it does not happen. And it probably didn't happen for her. She has 5 kids under 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's like 2 years of pregnancy.
I want to know the configuration of how that happened. You're not even supposed to have sex 6 months after you have a kid. How are you having 5 kids? There's a twins?
There she had to have twins. Like twins and triplets,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, there has to be a twin triplet because I'm like, that's crazy if you're knocking that. Anyway, so you're not the most responsible person in how you're living your life. But it's just the CPS part for me that is... Because you can see them having parties like, oh, why are you doing all that? But... as long as the kids are in your care, you take care of them until you can get them back to their parents and say, hey, this is what my thing. I'm like, there's a boundary. I'm not going to watch your kids anymore because of how you're living your life. I don't want to be a part of this anymore. You need to learn how to make better decisions and then step out of it. But that's what I would do. CPS is a little bridge too far for me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Matt?
I agree. I think your sister is totally an asshole, and I can see why you called her a bad mom. She's not taking care of her kids, and you're trying to take care of your kid, yeah. And she's bringing all of these babies over here, and then she's not even being responsible. But I've never personally dealt with CPS, but I've had cousins that have dealt with it, and yeah. For them, I had cousins that called CPS on family members before, and it was beneficial because their mom was not good. But I think in this specific situation, I think you should have maybe waited out in the morning and then be like, listen, like Sam said, I'm not dealing with this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But you are closer to the situation, and you did describe some definite neglect. So I don't know. I agree with Sam. I'll say that. I agree with Sam.
The only reason I'm unsure is because of the whole neglect part. Like, there's a difference between being lazy and just not doing it,
mm-hmm.
in general. And I think that's where I'm like, ah, oh, I mean, she could be right, but she could be wrong. I've never been close to anybody dealing with CPS, so mm-hmm. I don't know how bad. I know that all the systems are pretty much corrupt, but it's like, I don't know how bad CPS could be, especially for someone that is kind of going through what seems to be neglect.
Especially if the baby daddy is doing the same thing that the right. mom is doing,
mm-hmm.
because for my situation, they use CPS to take it away from the mom to give it to the dad to be like, he gets full custody. Yeah. Which was beneficial because it stayed within the family. And I'm assuming yours was they were potentially taken out of, put into the system?
It was with me.
Okay.
And it was, they were concerned about my mom, mm-hmm. which she's a good mom, but
right.
she's a single parent. We weren't rich. and there were situations where we'd be at home, and so they were trying to bring CPS in to say, hey, are you neglecting, are you abandoning your kids? Mm. And I'm like, so we're like scared. We don't want to go. And I think it's kind of worse in this situation because there's five kids. Mm-hmm. If the dad's, it's not going to put in the dad's care, they're probably going to be put in the system. They're going to be spread apart. So they're going to be breaking apart from their siblings, which is already scary. It's just a tough situation. But that's the hard part about the story. There is really no right answer because you're either in one bad situation or you're in another bad situation.
Hard, please.
Yeah. There was like some organization that was paying people to not have kids, like paying for birth control for people to have less kids.
Yeah, I remember that. It was a while ago.
I think there was something shady about the organization and how they were doing it, but the general premise of it, I'm like, I kind of get, because people having kids should not be having kids. Some people should not be having kids, but there's nothing stopping them. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm just going to keep doing it and keep popping kids out mm-hmm. and causing more issues because they don't have the capacity to take care of these kids. And it just starts these cycles over and over again because these kids grow up in these situations and they don't know the right thing. So they end up doing the same thing. It sucks. Mm-hmm. I hate it. If I were to have the conversation, if I was to sit down and have the conversation with them, I would try to do it in a nice, pleasant environment, something very quiet, something maybe excited, like a birthday party for the kids.
I did not want to segue that one.
I heard it.
She had her finger ready. But I want to say that I don't think they're the asshole.
I don't think you're the asshole. Did.
Yeah.
Because yeah. I don't think it's a cut and dry situation.
Right.
And it's hard to even display what the true weight of it is in some paragraphs on Reddit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to say, you're the asshole for calling them. I'm just saying in my situation, I would try to get CPS as late as possible. Mm-hmm. Unless it was like clear, like they're just beating the crap out of these kids. And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
Maddie's face, too.
That's a smirk.
That's a smirk. She stay having that smirk.
Am I the asshole for refusing to host a birthday party because my nephew isn't allowed in my house?
Hopefully this is fun. Is it fun and petty?
It is. It's a little petty.
I like fun and petty.
It's got to do with an animal a little bit.
Oh, no.
Dogs.
I can't let my dog leave my dog for more than 10 minutes.
You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Am I the asshole for refusing to host a birthday party because my nephew isn't allowed in my house? I, 24 female, live on a 4-acre property that I bought for cheap for my grandma who moved to a retirement community. My nephew is turning 16 at the end of the month. My sister asked if we could host his party here on the family property, meaning at my house. I told her no because my nephew is not allowed at my house. My nephew does not respect boundaries and treats everything like his plaything, including the boundaries of my older black lab, Davos. He constantly chases him around and tries to pick him up despite me telling him to leave him alone. Davos has arthritis and can't be chased around and hates loud noises, which my nephew is very loud. He doesn't have any behavioral disabilities or anything. He just doesn't care about other people's wishes. My sister blew up at me telling me that I was putting a dog before my nephew and it was my grandma's property that I can't dictate. I told her that it was my property. I bought it and tended to it and pay all the bills for it. My mom called me and asked if I could just put Davos in a room during the party and suck it up for just a day. But I said no. This is his house and he's allowed to go wherever he wants and I won't shut him in a room. Now my family is divided, some of them calling me immature and selfish and others saying I'm right, while some, including my father, refuse to get involved. Am I the asshole?
Shout out to the father.
Shout out, Abba.
That was a good one. I don't know. That's weird to me. Like, I feel like this goes back to that whole pet thing, the whole pet conversation. That dog wouldn't know any different if you just did it for one day, but I think what she wants to admit is that she has more beef with the nephew than she actually wants to admit.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's an excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, no, the dog can do whatever he wants. It's like, are you really just going to let, like, a dog, like, what if a guest came over and they were uncomfortable with the dog being around? Are you going to put the dog up then? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate my nephew. I hate his guts.
Won't stand that. You're going to chase my dog without the rightest around here.
Yeah.
I think you're totally right. They don't like the nephew, so they're using any excuse to not have them come in. Because 16 years old, probably annoying. He's probably super annoying, and you can't say anything to him because the mom, obviously, I don't know what the mom is doing in the situation, and she's like letting it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So in this situation, this is you completely being petty. Because it's a lot of the stories we do where people make these rules. And they could easily just bend them for a second just to let things happen, but they make these rules that you have to follow. I'm like, you don't. This is something you made for yourself. And it's not even hurting anything. Like you said, the dog's not going to know. The dog's just chilling.
Dog on his retirement tour.
Dang, Brandon.
Davos is chilling, big chilling.
I agree. But I don't think she's the asshole for saying no. I think if she thinks that her nephew is annoying and it's literally her house and she doesn't want him around, because it sounds like he would also like potentially have no respect for her things. Not even her. I mean, obviously her dog, but just in general would probably be roughing stuff up. No. No, you don't need to come over and host the party at my property, not the family property. Because I bought that, so.
She said for cheap, though.
She did say for cheap.
So she fleeced the grandmother.
She groomed the grandmother.
Threw her into a home. She's like, Grandma, give it to me for $10. Chucks her in a home. Steals the property. And then all the family, like, I paid $10 for this. Grandma's like, I didn't condone this.
Davos is right outside the door.
That's what she did. She brought Davos, scared the mom. The mom's like, okay, I'll go. Davos.
No, no.
Davos has a piece. Davos like, what?
No, Davos got that.
Puts the gun away. You're like, Davos is a thug.
And because he's got that arthritis, he's got that walk to him too. He's like.
He's got the chain and everything. Shout out Davos.
But I do like your approach. Now I'm thinking about it more. I like your approach. And this might spurn change in him. If your own family's like, I don't want you here. I'm your aunt and I don't like you. This is going to affect you later down the line. You're obviously probably not the most fun to be around.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if your aunt doesn't want you here, maybe change, buddy.
If Davos hates you, it's a problem.
Davos got shooters. So don't get on the bad side of Davos.
And I've always said that.
And it's a weird thing. You always said it's the first time it's actually made sense. But you have said that since I've known you. It's very strange. She always said Davos like shooters. I'm like, what does that mean? And you're like, Davos like shooters.
Just don't mess with him.
Do not mess with Davos.
I think everybody else is upset too, because you know they couldn't buy it because they're the poor friends like this next story.
keep laughing. I'm looking for the notes. okay, all right. Next. Am I the asshole for telling my poor friend that he's actually the privileged one now?
Oh, no. No.
All right, let's get right into this one, too.
Oh.
One of my very close friends, Nathan, 29 male, and I, 28 male, met during our first post-college job at a prestigious finance firm. And we immediately bonded over the long work hours, shitty middle management, and general soul-sucking nature of making PowerPoint slides and Excel sheets all day. For the next few years, a lot of our friendship revolved around us talking about work and how much we hated it. A few years ago, I decided that I couldn't take the corporate grind anymore, and I quit my job to move into the nonprofit world. While I'm now certainly making less than I would have at my old job, I'm exponentially happier, healthier, and absolutely love the work that I do. I also still make a very good salary, $80,000 a year, which I feel is more than enough money for me and my needs. Nathan has been ambitiously climbing the corporate ladder and recently became a VP at his firm. He makes well over $300,000 a year.
Okay, Nathaniel.
Nathan grew up in a very poor family, and his relatives are still financially unstable and often ask him for money. I, on the other hand, grew up in a comfortable upper middle class suburb with parents who have always been financially stable. They're not millionaires, but if anything ever happened to me, they could and would help me until I could get back on my feet. Nathan does not have that privilege. I recently got offered my dream job, where I would be making slightly less money than I am now, $75,000 a year. Despite the money, I'm genuinely giddy about this job prospect and was pumped to tell my friends. However, when I told Nathan, his response was, "I'm glad you have the financial privilege to take a pay cut." Not, "Wow, I know you've been really wanting this job for months now and have told me all about how excited you are. Congratulations," or anything along those lines. I'll admit that I snapped back at him and I told him that he makes triple the amount of money that I do, and that at some point he needs to realize he's now got privileges of his own instead of pointing out mine. The conversation got a bit heated, and we agreed to hang up and cool off before talking it over later. Now I'm wondering if I should apologize to Nathan for what I said, or if I should stand my ground. I'm feeling angry and a bit defensive, which I realize is exactly the reaction that a spoiled rich kid would have. However, I do think it was a bit mean of him to say that at that exact moment, when I was so excited. And while generational wealth does give privileges that income alone does not, he literally does make over triple the amount of money that I make now, so it seems a tiny bit hypocritical for him to be calling me privileged. As a final note, while my parents certainly are well off, they do not support me financially in any way and have not since I graduated from college 7 years ago. So I leave the judgment to you all. Am I the asshole?
There's this thing called the brown tax. So it's frequently associated with people of color who get more privileged jobs, that they grew up poor and they have jobs that they make more money than their parents did and their family did. And it's usually something in corporate where their families were either in retail or more blue collar jobs. So they make more money than their families. And they call it the brown tax because when you strive, when you get a better education and you go up to higher jobs, typically people in your family, just because of socioeconomics, are in a lower status, will ask you for things like, "Can I get help with this? Can you help me buy this car or help me with rent?" and all that kind of stuff. So it's like a tax on you being successful, where your counterparts, typically white, don't have that same thing, that tax dragging on them. So we might be making the same money, but because you don't have your family needing you, because families rely on each other, you don't have your families needing you at the same rate as me, I'm actually making less money. This is extreme because he's making $300,000, so that's definitely that's a big extreme. You are privileged, buddy. I don't know if, just so you know, you are privileged. Even people who are in, who have this quote unquote brown tax, they are privileged. We're making more money than our families did. We're more well off. It is a thing, but you also have to realize there is other things in life that, not only financially, but life situations, like your family are going through things that their family's not likely going to because of how they were raised. It's just a lot of different things weighing on you financially, emotionally, mentally, that is not happening on your other counterparts. So you are almost at a lower rate than someone in your same job who doesn't have those issues. So from that standpoint, some people do need to look at that. I don't know the races of these people. It's not, it doesn't even have to do with race. It's just typically it shows up in race. That's why they call it the brown tax. But it could be a white person who was born poor and still has the same issues with their families. And then when they make more money, they still have these situations that they have to deal with. So from that standpoint, I just want the reader to know about that kind of stuff, because that's something that some people don't even think about. Even I heard about this concept last year, and I'm like, oh, that is so true, and I didn't even realize it. And it's why a lot of people of color like almost get discouraged when they like, why does it feel bad when I make more money? And you're like, because there's other things that come with it. It's just an idea that I want the reader to know. I don't think you're the asshole for, because you just felt good. You should be able to talk to your friend and say, hey, I got this new job. You ain't got to make this about privilege and money. I'm just saying that. But you might want to see that could be the perspective that this friend is coming from. Like, it's hard. But 300K, you got enough
room. You are.
You are right. You are privileged, buddy.
I think he hit it right on the head.
Yeah.
The whole brown tax, though. I've heard about it. I just didn't know. So thanks for bringing
it. Yeah, thank you for explaining that.
Yeah. That was really cool. I don't got anything else to say.
Okay. There's an edit. Wow, this really blew up in a way that I wasn't expecting. I've spent hours reading as many comments as I can, and I want to thank all of you for your perspective. I have really learned a lot about privilege and what it's like to grow up poor from some of your stories. While it's nice of many of you to say that I'm not the asshole, I do think I approach Nathan's situation with a lot of ignorance and potential assholery. Commenter said it best, I don't think it matters who's right here. What matters is whether Nathan has been a good friend and one that's worth keeping. If the answer is yes, a heart-to-heart talk should sort this out. Genuine adult friendships are hard to come by. Mm-hmm. Don't let a misunderstanding ruin it. Mm. Nathan's been my buddy for years, through thick and thin, so I called him back up to apologize. I mentioned that I really didn't know what his experience had been like and that I was proud of him for all that he'd accomplished and that I just felt a little hurt and unsupported when he called out my privilege from the get-go instead of being happy for me.
Right.
It felt like he was minimizing my success, but it turns out that he was just having a rough time at work and didn't respond in the best way to my job news. He apologized too, and we had a really nice conversation. I think that since we started our careers at the same place and time, that it's easy for us to compare ourselves, and we're both guilty of that competitive comparison with each other.
I'm glad that they stayed friends.
Yeah, I think even the update that he left was very mature. And
it is.
Mm-hmm.
There was something definitely that anybody could take away from that conversation, I feel like, even if it was the top commenter and how he dealt with the situation afterwards.
Because if you have rich friends, keep your rich friends. I'm keeping my friend who makes 300K. I'm putting work into that relationship.
Yeah.
Because you're the average of your five friends.
If you have rich friends, you don't have to worry about splitting a check like our next door.
That was good. That's my favorite Brandon. One of yours that you did.
Brandon? that was smooth.
It was smoother
that was
than,
smoother
it
than was, butter.
It was smoother than butter. That like, was so like, good. Okay.
Am I the asshole for ordering more food after I heard we were splitting the check?
What is up with people? These are multiple stories all doing that. Means, I'm like, when I heard the other stories, I'm like, okay, this is just, there's one petty person out there. There's multiple people doing this.
Yes.
It would never go in my head. If anything, I'm ordering less.
Yeah.
Let's bring that overall thing down. Let's bring that overall bill.
So I, 21 male, and a few friends went to celebrate a mutual friend for his birthday. It was organized by his partner, and we were planning on going to a kind of upscale restaurant in our city. Think suit and tie, dress code enforced. I showed up with my girlfriend and we were having a good time. We checked the prices beforehand and me and my girlfriend set a budget we wouldn't go over since we have other priorities besides dumping it all on a dinner party. We order the food and are having a good time. We stay under budget, but I notice my friend's partner continually ordering more and more expensive food and drinks. I don't think much of it since it's his partner's birthday. When the bill comes, the table of 10 is suddenly told that the gift was that we were expected to split the check.
Oh.
Now it's my friend's birthday and I've known him for close to a decade. I would have been fine splitting the bill however expensive it should be. To put in perspective, me and my girlfriend's bill came out to just under $200, give or take. The entire bill was nearly $800 and they still wanted to get dessert. I noticed that me and my girlfriend had the least amount of food and didn't get multiple appetizers, you know, drinks, etc. The thing is, I know I'm more financially stable than my friends my age since I really just had the cosmic luck of landing a decent job out of school. So I could have contributed, but frankly, I felt this was a trap to get me to pay more than we budgeted. If they communicated prior to the dinner as an obligation, That's one matter, but suddenly telling us after everyone is mostly done eating seems sketchy at the very least. I had a quick text conversation with my girlfriend, and we both decided to order expensive desserts, raising the price even more.
Here for the petty. I'm here for it.
Now, suddenly, when the bill comes, some people, especially my friend's boyfriend, doesn't have enough money to pay equally between everyone. They start bickering in a public restaurant, and my friend accuses me of intentionally raising the bill outside of their budget. I countered with how it was kind of rude to just expect people to pay stuff for him, and he said that it's his birthday. To keep the peace, I paid for only his meal, but left his drink and dessert tab for everyone else to split. I left with my girlfriend and paid our bills. When we were leaving, they were still arguing over the bill. That was yesterday. I woke up this morning to find on multiple social medias how I'm such a terrible person, how I raised the bill by ordering extra food. Mind you, they were all planning on desserts while we weren't. My girlfriend says I did the moral thing, paying for my friend's food, but I'm livid I got peer pressured into it. Am I the asshole?
Well, I'm trying to figure out the math, okay? So they said their portion was $200?
$200 amongst like, 10, amongst like 10 people.
But the total bill was $800.
Yeah, and they bought the least amount of food of everybody.
Because if it's 10 people, it's cheaper to split it.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually save money.
Well, let's say his math is just wrong.
If they ordered the least and they were at 200, well, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, if their meal was at 200, I don't know how they ordered the least, because that's 25% of 800.
Okay. It looks like in the edit, he gives the
price breakdown.
Okay, info. Decided to put the vague prices since I know my friends have read it. Me and my girlfriend's bill came up to $200 for just entrees plus one appetizer. The bill was nearing $800 at just entrees and appetizers. Mm, okay. The final bill came out to be $1,200 to $2,000-ish.
Okay.
But the crime comes in when you add up the additional drinks for 10 people, it came out to $2,000+.
Oh, okay.
And most importantly, myself and my girlfriend didn't drink since we worked in the morning.
Okay, that explains it. Because I'm thinking $800, I'm like, you're making.
That makes sense, yeah.
You're getting over on them because you spent $200, you're only paying $80.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that's much better.
Yeah.
And how many people were there?
10.
Hmm.
I must have went to Fleming's, man. Fleming's. Expensive, man. I guess it's rough. Because I can only think of my experiences when we've had birthday things. And it goes two ways. Either my friend has a partner where the partner just pays for it.
Right.
Or you're just single friends. And then either one of us just buys it or we split theirs and they don't pay anything.
Mm-hmm.
So the birthday person never pays. But I guess I don't have any friends who would run it up either. Mm-hmm. Because you go in the situation, they know they're not going to pay, but they're not running up the bill. And they always do the thing where you act surprised, like, oh, you're getting money? You know we're getting
They pull their card out. They're like,
no one's saying anything.
Like, pay it. Pay your bills.
The birthday girl's putting her card down.
Pay the bill.
Like, that's good. So we always take care of the birthday person, but no one's being petty and like running it up. They're not buying tons of things, knowing they're not going to pay for it. And we don't talk about it beforehand, but it's like known. This is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So this situation is wild to me to just say, hey, we're all splitting it.
Mm-hmm.
When it was...
It's wild to me, too, because the friend group that I grew up with, we never split anything. It was you pay for what you bought,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's that. And like you said, when it comes to birthday parties, I'll be honest, we're a little younger. So if we had the parents come with us, the parents would pay for either the person and we pay for ourselves.
Yeah.
Or like in my experience with Brandon, like we've usually gotten each other, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's similar to what you said. So I don't think that he's the asshole for doing this. Honestly, I would have been mad too. Like, I get why he feels like he was trapped, because it's like he said, it wasn't discussed beforehand, and now he has to split an over $2,000 bill, and he didn't buy any drinks. He didn't buy any dessert yet.
He did buy dessert.
He did afterwards. Dessert,
he rented it up.
Yeah. Get my money's worth.
So yeah, I don't think he's the asshole for doing that. I would be mad at my friends, and I would maybe consider who I hung out with at that point. Mm-hmm. So
it's funny that this story gets brought up because we were just talking about something like this. There's a Twitter viral video, and
I'm not splitting the bill, Shawty. That's crazy. You expect us to split the bill?
You got lamb chop. You got steak.
Look at all that. Look at what all they got. They talking about splitting the bill.
What did you come out for? Y'all, what did you come out for?
We come together. We split the bill.
My thing is, y'all doing too much.
Y'all doing way too much. We didn't order all that. The
table was split 50-50. Half the table was like, we're not paying for this meal. Like, we're
because
not
how much
splitting.
Was the bill?
The bill maxed out at $4,600.
And how many people were there? That was like 10 to...
Nine.
Like, nine.
There were nine people there.
For an almost $5,000 bill, and they were trying to split it evenly. And half of the people were like, we didn't buy all the stuff that you bought. We're not doing that. And it was like, for a birthday.
Do they break it down who bought what?
They didn't break it down, I don't think. I haven't seen like someone that was actually in the video break it down.
Yeah.
But like the dude that was in the video was like, you bought steak, you bought lamb chops, and you, I don't even know what the fuck you bought. We're not splitting this. No way. Because he's like, it's not my fault that y'all want to wild out and stuff like that. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, for me, I don't understand the concept of splitting the bill evenly for the whole meal. I really don't. Because it's like, especially on those like really fancy variety places, it's like, there's some places I'll go and I'll just like, I want a burger. There's some places I go and I'll probably want to, you know, wild out a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's like, that shouldn't be on everybody else at the table for what I want to do. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah. The only thing I would get is if I would understand it, if it was agreed upon beforehand that we're going to go to a place where it's like, you know, finger foods, you grab whatever. Mm-hmm. So we're going to order like five things and we'll just split it evenly because everyone's supposed to be kind of getting the same amount of food. Now, of course, you always have those friends that they eat a lot of food and they take somebody else's portion.
Yeah.
And it's a little upsetting. And maybe at that point you're like, all right, I'm going to get my own food from now on. But we didn't have to go through that rough patch because we were all just like, I'm going to eat what I'm going to order. So no, we're not splitting any meals. Yeah.
Have you been in a situation where like you had to split a bill?
That's a good question.
I haven't.
And I feel, I feel like yes. Because I definitely see your guys' perspective being younger. Because this was from when I was younger. Now we just would buy it for each other. But when we're younger and we're broke, there was splitting happening. Mm-hmm. But we weren't. We ain't going to no place that's more than $100. Like, the most fancy we might go to China Buffet or something. Like,
but, like, a place where, like...
Yeah. That's the problem is when you think about it. Because when you split, someone's going to come out on top and someone's going to come out on bottom. But when it's small enough, you don't care. Mm-hmm. But once you start thinking about it, that's when it's too much. If you ever, like, try to figure if you're making it out ahead... That's when it's too much money. If that idea even crosses it, you're like, oh, we're getting three large pizzas. You don't think about what the split is between people. You're like, okay, three large pizzas, I'll give you $6 or something. But if you're like, now I'm figuring I'm paying you $500, did I come out on top or not? That's too much money to be splitting.
It's tough because like in Miami, like you can't split the bill more than two ways or something like that.
Oh.
So it's like either one person's paying or two people are paying for everybody. And it's like, so technically, everybody's always splitting the bill in Miami. Right. And it's like that at like every single restaurant.
Oh.
And so it's just like, man, those, I'm telling you, peak drama.
Am I the asshole for letting my son get cornrows? My son.
So...
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Am I the asshole for letting my son get cornrows? You guys saw me when I...
Yeah. I'm just imagining Maddie in cornrows.
I may have a picture. I didn't mean to do it. I was trying to get small braids in my head, but I look like Post Malone. Like, imagine Post Malone when he was in his White Iverson stage. That's what I look like. And I took a picture. I said, this picture could never see the light of day.
Well, just before we read the story, because I don't know what it's going to be, I'm not against white people in cornrows. I think most people don't get mad about white people having cornrows. It's about the reaction to black people in cornrows. Mm. It's about the double standard.
Yeah.
That people viewed with black people with cornrows are viewed differently than white people in cornrows having the same hairstyle and get treated differently. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. I think it looks bad. But I'm not against white people having cornrows. That's me.
Okay. I agree with that sentiment.
Okay. I, 28 female, am a stay-at-home mom for my 3 kids, 1 male, 3 female, and 5 male. My husband, 30 male, is a biomedical engineer and works a lot. He's mixed. His mom is half black and his dad is black. I'm white. Our oldest son looks somewhat white with blue eyes, paler skin than our other two, and light brown 3C hair. Prior to this, my son had natural hair like the other two, but absolutely hated anything about the maintenance it requires. My husband has cornrows, he always has, and our oldest son loves them. He asked to get them himself, so I said yes. My sister-in-law ended up doing it for him last weekend. I never thought it would be a problem. I make sure to spend quality time with each of my children on their own every week. So after dropping my younger two off at my parents' on Fridays, I took my oldest out to go to the park, get ice cream, and go go-karting. We were having a lot of fun until a white woman at the go-karting place chastised me for letting my white son get cornrows. I told her that he was mixed, but she said he looks white and he shouldn't have cornrows, and called his hair trashy. My son was luckily not paying any attention, but it really upset me, and I'm wondering if I might be the asshole. Am I the asshole for letting my son get cornrows?
No. And of course it's a white person calling him out.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. You have no
it's
right.
Going to be very rare if a black person is going to be like, go up to a white person like, you shouldn't have. It's almost always a white person saying, you shouldn't do this because of what it's against black people. I'm like, who are you, lady? Mm-hmm. You have no skin in the game.
Some people that look like me, including me sometimes, not necessarily with black issues, but... people like us just love to tell you that you're doing something wrong, I guess.
Oh, 100%. And yes, not only with black people, with black issues, it's with LGBTQ issues. Yep. Like, you got to speak up for something that you have nothing. You're riding harder. And they're like, this thing, because there are some bad things that we're like, you probably should speak up on. But there's things I'm like, you're riding harder on this issue that we ain't even checking on. Right. This is not the thing I'm worried about.
Right.
You think this is what's been oppressing my people is white people having cornrows? I tell you it's not. There's much bigger issues that are off on my thing that I'm going to be worried about.
And I bet she's not even talking about those. She
nah.
don't care about those issues.
Nah. She stood when Colin Kaepernick was kneeling. She's like, I like standing. My knees are fat. Yeah. I got fat knees. I'm
arthritis. Friendly. Yeah.
She over there. What's the name? What's the dog name?
Oh, Davos?
Davos.
Davos is real. Like.
So what you're telling me is this old white lady that told this kid is the grandma. So maybe the grandma's property should have been taken from Davos by Davos. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like maybe mm-hmm. she should be in a retirement yes. home is what I'm hearing.
Put her
Davos,
in there.
Davos did the right thing.
No, what I'm saying is that white lady who said something, she's related to Rosa Parks. She's a civil rights leader. Give that white woman a medal. She's fighting for black people everywhere. No, she's the worst.
Yeah.
So the big thing, though, is white people need to be speaking up about issues, but the ones that actually matter yes. to black people.
Yeah.
You're fighting a fight. Like you said, that doesn't matter in right. the scope of grand scope of things.
Right.
Okay.
I want to be seen as a human being. So how about you focus on things that relate to that?
Or reparations. Yeah, I saw this guy. I think he was a Hispanic dude in the gym. bro had on a do-rag. Oh. And I was like, I remember just looking at him. I was like, what is that doing for your hair? But in my head, I just kind of chuckled to myself. But he's over here just like, because he's like, out where I'm at, I don't think he was expecting to see me out there at the gym, you know? And he's just like, all wide-eyed, just like, trying not to look at me. And I'm like, bro, I don't care that you're wearing a do-rag, but I mean, it looks weird on you. It doesn't, it's not going to do anything for your hair. But.
Yeah. And then a white lady comes up, you can't wear do-rags.
You're offending this young man over here.
Yeah. Oh, this nice African-American man that's sitting right here working out. Give him your do-rag. Put it on. She's like, tell me, put on the check. If she's on wave check, then she can say it. Because somehow she knows wave, then she's fine. But I'm like, in this situation,
yeah,
quote unquote, it's not wrong because he is black.
Yeah.
So they're, just because you're white passing doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you probably shouldn't say something. You don't know who these people are. Mm-hmm. You're looking like, what's his name? Adonis?
Yeah, you're Adonis out here. That's what I thought
about. Even though Adonis looks black to me, he's just very light.
I know who Adonis is.
Okay, I was about to say. The face you were making,
I was
like,
stare.
You're yeah. Like, who's Adonis?
Were you just trying to visualize him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Adonis, very pale.
Very
blue
pale.
Blue eyes.
Yeah, very
but then
pale
I was like,
eyes.
He does have very curly hair that you would.
That. Is that? What type of hair?
Is the 3C? I think she said 3C.
Yeah, I think that's 3C hair. Right?
Okay. But you're
type
saying like,
the one you don't
like
want.
His facial features.
Yeah.
Okay.
His facial features commonly associated with an African American person.
That's exactly how Kathy would have said it too.
Yeah.
And you know what else goes crazy? The stories that we're going to hear
next week.
So thank you guys so much for joining us for the Comfort Level Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Next week.
Next
be
week.
Be there.
Be there.
Or be square.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.